I think we can agree that 2020 was a trying year for just about everyone, and children were no exception. Upended schedules, canceled activities, online schooling, and separation from friends increased mental health issues in children and teens. Thanks to a tremendous partnership among our South Sioux City Community Schools, Heartland Counseling Services, Growing Community Connections, and several others, our community already had supportive services around hundreds of our elementary, middle, and high school students, and had taught resiliency skills to hundreds more prior to the pandemic. In this episode of Community Connections, Jennifer Jackson, the Executive Director of Heartland Counseling Services, and Becky Eckhart, the Director of Student Services with the South Sioux City Community Schools, share how they have teamed up to bring mental health services into the schools. Unfortunately, the need for this program has grown tremendously, but these community leaders and their network of dedicated partners continue to rise to the challenge.
I'm Becky Eckhart, Student Services Director with South Sioux City Community Schools.
I'm Jennifer Jackson. I'm the Executive Director at Heartland Counseling Services.
One of our own students, Anna, lost her dad, uncle, and grandma to COVID-19.
Joel, Melissa, and their family were recently evicted and are now living in the car.
Halimo's dad left her, and her mom constantly pressures her to be perfect.
Omar's sister was just diagnosed with cancer.
Charlie's dad will be mad if he doesn't earn a college soccer scholarship.
Kaylee's boyfriend shared a personal photo she took for him.
These are just a few of the hundred of students in our walls who are facing immense trauma, stress, and anxiety in their home and personal lives, all while trying to be normal teens at school. Life stressors are normal for all of us. We are human after all. As adults, we often recognize our stressors, work, finances, health issues, family, or prior trauma. But we often downplay the impact of those stressors, our stressors, on our children, and we overlook the personal stressors we are experiencing. Worse yet, we put so much pressure on our children, it harms their mental health and our relationships with them. Back in 2018, our community had the opportunity to stand up in support of our youth and their mental health. The Nebraska Department of Education and Behavioral Health were seeking successful community collaboratives to launch the Advancing Wellness and Resilience in Education Grant, also known as the AWARE Grant. While one-to-one counseling is most certainly the nexus of the program, this collaboration goes far beyond that, with training for every school staff member, supports for our entire student body, and wraparound coaching for students' families. Our school district is committed to training all staff in suicide prevention, youth mental health first aid, and trauma-informed care. Because we believe that the more trained eyes and trusted ears we have for our students, the better. But we're also helping our students learn to help themselves through curriculum and in-class student supports that help kids and teens recognize that their stressors are valid and learn to develop coping mechanisms. Additionally, the community response team at Growing Community Connections utilizes a network of community-based coaches to support and connect our students' families to additional resources. This circle of collaborative supports around students and their families is increasingly successful. Nearly 700 students have been referred to Heartland Counseling since 2018, and more than 200 have already been referred this school year. What started with just one therapist visiting one elementary school each week and teaching substance abuse prevention to sixth graders now requires more than 3 full-time mental health therapists in all of our schools, and we need more.
The children in our community are not alone. Nationally, we have seen an alarming rise in mental health diagnoses and stress among youth and children, especially in the past year. In Nebraska, almost 1/4 of high school students reported feeling depressed in the past year, yet less than half of them are getting the help they need. Our community and our partners find that unacceptable. Every child should have access to mental health services. Every child. The AWARE collaboration puts therapists in each school so that common barriers are broken down. Parents don't have to juggle schedules or take time off, but are still in the loop with their kids' therapy needs. Kids don't miss school for their appointments, and the cost or lack of insurance is a non-issue, thanks to the grant funds and a strong team of partners. Plus, having mental health therapy in the schools normalizes its use, helping to reduce the stigma around seeking help, which is the goal overall for every age and in every community, right? Seeking help for mental health should be as common and as acceptable as seeking help for our physical health.
And yet another reason to support mental health services in schools is increased test scores, an average of 11% in the first year of therapy, according to studies by the Center of Social and Emotional Learning. These studies further suggest that these academic gains are maintained as students continue therapy, averaging 13% increases over 3 years. The sooner that we can provide a safe place for students to foster mental health growth, the brighter their futures will be, mentally, emotionally, and academically.
But as we said before, this program does not begin and end with the schools and Heartland Counseling. Mental health is often exacerbated by external stressors like finances, transportation, work schedules, and medical issues. Heartland can't help with all of those challenges, and neither can the schools. It truly takes a village to wrap around kids and their families to ensure that every resource, program, and a bit of information at their disposal to help them develop a plan and work towards their goals. And what is so great about our community is that collaboration is the norm. There are no silos. We all work together for the greater good. If we have a family in need of food, we have multiple partners who can help with groceries and getting to the root cause of their food insecurity. If we need a bed for a child that has just been put into foster care, a few quick calls to partner organizations results in a bed for that child. We are all here for the greater good. Our collaboration is helping the youth we directly serve and many more find the strength and support to move forward.
The AWARE grant is just one of dozens of examples of collaborative work yielding much bigger results than any of us could alone. And it is working. In addition to the 700 students we have or are receiving therapy, other students are noticing and using and promoting in the school resources that help them relax, clear their minds, be present in the moment, and check in with adults on their current mental state. And maybe the biggest thing is just knowing they have trusted adults ready and willing to help. That supportive spirit within the schools extends throughout the community, often led by growing community connections. GCC is the backbone that keeps us all sharing, partnering, empowering, and dreaming together. Thank you for joining us today on Community Connections, a collaboration itself with our friends at Siouxland Public Media. You will find more stories that the impact of collaborative work has on our community through your favorite podcast platform.